USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are holding steady as the busy summer travel season comes to an end this Labor Day. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular remains unchanged at $3.78. That's down from $3.85 a week ago, but up from $3.18 a year ago. After taking 3 weeks in August off, President Biden is set to visit Wisconsin and Pennsylvania on this Labor Day. The president delivering remarks talking about the dignity of American workers in both states. It's the third time he's visited the Commonwealth in a week. The search for survivors continues in the Pacific Northwest after a plane crash. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A Seattle-area-bound float plane, that's the kind with pontoons on the bottom so it can land on the water, were carrying 9 adults and 1 child. They crashed in Mutiny Bay, Washington, Sunday. The Puget Sound crash has officials confirming one person has died and 9 others missing.
Parts of northwest Georgia are flooded after heavy rainfall. Chattanooga County Sheriff Mark Schrader says some people had to be rescued from the rising waters.
I've not seen it to this magnitude, and I've lived here 47 years.
Chattanooga and nearby Floyd County are both under a state of emergency declaration by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. The man who jumped off the iconic New York City skyscraper known as the Jenga building has been identified as Bed Bath & Beyond CEO Gustavo Arnell. Police say the 52-year-old leaped off the 18th floor on Friday. Last month, Arnell sold over 42,000 shares in Bed Bath & Beyond stock for a little over $1 million. The company has been in trouble for some time now, with the chain planning to close 150 stores and reduce 20% of its workforce. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
In London, members of the Conservative Party choose Foreign Secretary Liz Truss to be the UK's new Prime Minister. Truss says she knows her party's beliefs resonate with British voters.
It's an honour to be elected as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
The Foreign Secretary is expected to officially take office as Prime Minister on Tuesday during a meeting with the Queen in Scotland. According to one Labour expert, employees still have the upper hand when it comes to labour negotiations.
On this Labour Day weekend, our workers more empowered than ever. Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
3 Minnesotans under the age of 21 are taking legal action challenging the state's limit for carrying handguns in public. The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.